Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. No Doran today, getting himself healthy for the backyard brawl tomorrow. He'll be on the pregame coverage. He'll be on the sideline. Can't risk not being healthy enough for that one. It's a throw the records out kind of game. Knockdown, drag out. It's a rivalry. He's got to be close to 100%. So he's sitting out today. I respect that. It's also Friday the 13th, and he is a big horror movie guy. Big Friday the 13th movie fan. And even though he's not here today, I expect him to come busting through the doors at some point to scare the bejesus out of me. Enough about Doran, enough about the brawl. We'll get into that as we continue to move forward in the program. Right now, it's all about Steelers and Broncos, and I'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Who wins and why? Steelers or Broncos? It's a Friday vibe check. 412-928-9370, and the best caller wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. Before I do hear from you and the calls are lining up, I'm going to go ahead and give my prediction early. I think this is an easy matchup for the Steelers. Now, those could be famous last words. I didn't think there was a snowball's chance in hell of them losing to the New England Patriots last year, and it happened. I didn't think there was a snowball's chance in hell of the Steelers losing last year to the Arizona Cardinals, and it happened. I didn't think there was a snowball's chance in hell after the Steelers got up early on the Indianapolis Colts of them gacking that game away, and it happened. I didn't think the Cincinnati Bengals were going to lose to the Patriots last week. Football's weird. Ball shape funny. Goofy things happen. So you never rule out the possibility of a Mike Tomlin team going on the road as a favorite and gacking it up. But as far as matchups are concerned, I really like this one for the Steelers for a couple of different reasons. The Steelers rushed for 137 yards last week. They stuck with it. They have a quarterback who can run. If you heard Russell Wilson speak yesterday and you think he's going to play in the game on Sunday, I think you're sniffing drugs. He's not going to play. It's going to be Justin Fields. Geno Smith had a long touchdown run last week. Kenneth Walker III got banged up, but he rushed well in that game. The Denver rush defense was abysmal last year, third worst in the league, giving up 137 rushing yards per game. Last week, they wound up giving up over 140 rushing yards, 146 on the nose. So they haven't fixed that. One of, if not the worst, rushing defenses in the NFL last season. Week one this year, after an entire season to scheme around it, to plan around it, to add different personnel, to fix it, didn't look like they did. Steelers are going to be married to the run, play action off the run, but they're going to run the football, and I think they're going to have a ton of success doing that. Mike Tomlin, say what you will about the guy. I think a lot of criticism's fair. He beats rookie quarterbacks. 24-6 in his career against rookie quarterbacks. There are some good rookie quarterbacks sprinkled in there. I don't happen to think Bo Nix is a great rookie quarterback. Bo Nix for Oregon, I'm not going to say was a checkdown merchant. That's not fair. But he wasn't stretching the field like a Michael Penix Jr. was. The completion percentage for Bo Nix last season at Oregon, very high. When you're talking about air yards, not very high. Then you think about what he did last week for the Broncos. Threw the ball a ton, didn't throw the ball down the field a ton. I think the Steelers defense is going to give that guy all he can handle and more. I think Bo Nix is going to be totally overwhelmed in this game. And Sean Payton, he's going to throw a ton of formations at you early. It's what he likes to do, to set up things later in the game. It might look like it did in Atlanta last week. If they're going to get something done, it might be on the first drive. Maybe they script something coming out in the second half to make their quarterback healthy, get healthy on the offense as well. What the hell happened to me there? Brain just went brrr. Maybe you have a game plan which you're going to open up with. Maybe you do something similar in the second half, some scripted stuff, try to make him comfortable. If they're going to have success, I think those might be the two areas where they'll see a little bit of success. Other than that, I think the Steelers' defense is totally going to overwhelm this guy. And I think we're going to see a Justin Fields that is more comfortable in week two after having a full week of practice with the ones. And while the offense, I don't think, is going to jump off the screen at you, I do think they're going to score a touchdown or two. And I think the Steelers win this game 24-9. What say you? It's vibe check time at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me at _AdamCrowley, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to a cool event. Let's go to Newman. Hello, Newman.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am in a bad headspace because Doran's not here and I'm terrified about tomorrow's backyard brawl. Other than that, though, great. How are you?
I'm great. The backyard brawl thing's a backyard brawl in my house because my boys are West Virginia fans and have season tickets. And I'm a Pitt fan and always have been. So it's a battle for the week leading up, a battle for the week leading out, and sometimes sprinkled in for the rest of the year.
That's right, Newman. My wife, a Pitt grad. My parents, both Pitt grads. All my wife's family, Pitt grads. And I work on the flagship station for Pitt. So I get exactly what you're talking about. That's what makes this rivalry great, though, isn't it, man? Like, you're not running into Virginia Cavaliers fans or Boston College fans at Giant Eagle, but yet there's Mountaineers all over the place.
Right.
All right, what do you... Yeah, go ahead, on the Steelers.
Yeah, on the Steelers, I'm with you. I think it's going to be 21-10 in favor of the Steelers. Bo's not going to know what hit him with... Herbick and Watt and Cam coming up the middle. He's not going to know what to do. He hasn't experienced that. And once he experiences it, the crying in the stands for him is going to be, oh, no, Bo.
Oh, no, Bo? They're going to be chanting, oh, no, Bo in Denver?
Yeah, because he's going down so many times. Watt will make up for the ones they took off of him last week, those two sacks that he should have had. He'll make up for those. It's going to be, oh, no, Bo.
Thank you, Newman. I hope that your children are happy this week and that you are sad.
Thanks, Crowley.
Take it easy, Newman. Appreciate the call. I could see this happening. So we saw what it looked like last week with Bo Nix. He threw it 40-some times, and the yardage just not there. Eek. It's either going to look like that, or Sean Payton's going to try to be a genius. And he unleashes Bo Nix a little bit because Sean Payton's the quarterback whisperer. In either way, I don't think you're going to beat the Steelers that way. Like, if he's throwing the ball a ton around the line of scrimmage, if we're talking about 10 yards and in, I don't think you're going to be able to matriculate the ball down the field often enough to put up points against the Steelers defense. Now, Patrick Queen, he shows up on the injury report yesterday with a groin. When that happens in week, generally a harbinger of things to come in a negative way. Like, when you got a soft tissue in the week and you can't practice, I expect you to miss the game. So we might be able to see more Peyton Wilson this week. I thought he played well last week. In the sub packages, had a touchdown saving tackle on the first drive. Patrick Queen, I think, would thrive in a game like this. Throw the ball short of the stick, short of the stick, short of the stick, short of the sticks. He can blow some of that stuff up. I know PFF was down on his performance last week. I'm not worried about Patrick Queen at all, apart from the injury. I think Peyton Wilson can do some of that stuff, though. Eventually, you're going to have a penalty. Eventually, you're going to have a negative play if you're trying to matriculate the thing down the field. I don't think you can beat the Steelers that way. And if Sean Payton wants to go all hubris here, I'm Sean Payton, I'm such a genius, and he wants to let Bo Nix try to do stuff down the field, I don't know that Bo Nix in game two is capable of doing something like that. I really like this matchup for the Steelers. 412-928-9370. Sam and Aliquippa next up. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm good. Going to go home and get some sleep. Just got off work.
My man, what do you do?
I work at the 911 center in Beaver County.
Oh, man. Thanks for doing that, buddy. And get some sleep.
No,
but first, let's talk a little sports. What do you got for us?
Well, my first ever Pitt game is going to be the Backyard Brawl on Saturday. Can't wait. Let's go, Pitt.
Your first ever Pitt game?
Yes, sir. First ever Pitt game.
How old are you, Sam?
I'll be 22 in October.
Okay. Did you go to Pitt? I guess not.
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Well, that place is going to be jumping. I'll tell you, 2 years ago, West Virginia fans thought they were going to take the place over, and there was a fair amount. That was as good of a college atmosphere as I've seen in a long time. Last year, same thing in Morgantown. So I think you're going to have a whale of a time, Sam. But what do you got on the Steelers-Broncos?
I think I agree with you. I was talking to a friend the other day. I think Fields will probably throw for a touchdown or two. I wouldn't be surprised. I wanted to ask you, though, how big of a game do you think TJ is going to have? You think he's going to go off for 3 or 4 sacks?
We will get into this a little bit later on, but Courtland Sutton, the big receiver for the Denver Broncos, said, if I got a chip TJ Watt, if I got a crack back TJ Watt, I'm going to do it because I'll do what I got to do to win. I think TJ, Sam, is the kind of guy, it doesn't take much for him to get that extra level of motivation. You know, it's something that the Steelers defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin, said this week that, you know, last week, that penalty, calling back to sack fumble, only ratcheted things up for TJ Watt. I don't think Courtland Sutton meant much of anything by what he said. I could see TJ Watt using it because that's just the kind of guy he is.
He wants no part to TJ Watt, I can tell you that much.
Nope.
No parts having to block him. I work with a Cowboys fan and an Eagles fan, and they both, all they do is talk about how good Parsons and Garrett are and how much better they are than TJ Watt. And I hope TJ Watt just shuts him up this week. I really do.
And Myles Garrett dealing with an injury. Thank you, Sam. Have fun on Saturday, but not too much fun, all right?
All right, will do. Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Sam and Aliquippa takes the 911 calls. I wonder if he's the guy that took the 911 call when I called on my mother-in-law, when I thought that she was stalking my wife and I pulled a kitchen knife on her. Probably not. That would have been someone at the Mount Lebanon call center. 412-928-9370. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers Broncos? Best caller wins a pair of tickets to the All Elite Wrestling show at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. 412-928-9370. Maybe the Courtland Sutton thing doesn't even matter for TJ Watt. He's good no matter what. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I think he's the best non-quarterback in the National Football League. He might not even have heard Courtland Sutton's comments. And I think there's a ton of motivation for him because I said TJ Watt was going to set the NFL single season sack record this year. And he'd be on a great pace if he didn't have 2 sacks called back last week. One on the illegal hands of the face on the opposite side of the field, which wasn't going to be Kirk Cousins' read. When those kind of things get called, it drives me up a wall. Was it a penalty? Yes, but it doesn't have anything to do with the play. And then TJ Watt was absolutely not offsides on the strip sack fumble. So he should have 3 sacks, should have been the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, should be well on his way to doing the thing that I predicted he would do, set the all-time single-season sack record. And he's not, because of garbage. That should fuel him. 412-928-9370. We want your Friday vibe checks. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So we'll keep taking those calls. Also, a big-time NFL analyst on what he needs to see from Justin Fields to maintain the starting job moving forward. Who said it? What'd they say? We'll tell you next. Well, I just got the crap scared out of me, and it wasn't Doran, but he's got mercenaries doing the job for him, and my heart nearly leapt out of my chest. And your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened. Actually, I'm wearing one of those portable monitors on my heart right now. Got some heart stuff going on, trying to figure that out. So getting scared, not exactly the best. And it was Charles Borges, the incel. Charles Borges, one of my favorite people around here, one of the funniest guys we got around here.
You like him more than me?
I like you both. I don't like to put labels on it quite like that. Charles Borges, one of my favorite dudes around here.
I put up with you
every
day.
You're one of my favorite people around here too, Callis. Don't feel slighted. Charles Borges hiding under the desk here in the studio. And I sit down and I start typing for about 45 seconds or so, not thinking anything's going on. And he screams at me. And the video, I'm sure a lot of you saw it on YouTube. And I'm sure Callis will cut that up and he'll throw it out on the interwebs. And it's not going to shock you what I did.
Nope.
I did not swear, though. I went, fart! Because initially you're terrified, but then you remember you're a professional and there is cameras everywhere. Is there anybody else in here? Anybody else hiding in the corners?
Wonder who gave him the idea.
You and Doran. Doran's not here Friday the 13th. Big scare guy. Scares his kids all the time. Scares me all the time. He's not here, and yet he still gets me. Unbelievable. All right, how you feeling about Steelers-Broncos? 412-928-9370. We do this every single Friday. We did it every single Friday last year. We love to talk to you. We like to get your pulse on the whole thing. Vibe check. I think the Steelers win this game. I don't think it's particularly close. They're a road favorite. Mike Tomlin, 24-6 in his career against rookie quarterbacks. Bo Nix, I don't think, is a particularly good rookie quarterback. The Broncos' rush defense was abysmal last year, and they picked up right where they left off against Seattle in game number one. So I think the Steelers win this game going away. And here's Jeff Davis, who tweets in. This guy listens to the show all the time. I like Jeff. He said, I guess you forgot how Tomlin lost to rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud last season. I did not forget about that. But C.J. Stroud had a historically good rookie season. C.J. Stroud deserved consideration to be NFL's MVP last year. He was that good. Truly one of the great seasons we've ever seen a rookie quarterback have. And that team, schemed up great by Bobby Slowick, that team has talent for days. Denver's got Cortland Sutton, who scares me. They don't really have anybody else. And Bo Nix is not C.J. Stroud. So a valid and fair point brought up by Jeff, but I have responded. Ricky in Blawnox. Hi, Ricky. How you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, Adam. On my way to work, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Where are you working?
I'm a caddy up at the North Park Golf Course.
Oh, my man. All right. Get that cash in the pocket, huh?
Yeah. It's a little unsanctioned. I just kind of wait in the parking lot, waiting for guys to come in. I mean, they don't really have a caddy program, but it's more of an underground.
So it's a hustle, Ricky. Thing. I love that.
Little hustle. You get some older guys up there. They don't want to carry their bags, make a couple bucks, save them some money on a cart, and it's a win.
You know, have you ever run into the Starkeys of the world?
I might have seen them once or twice, but I don't approach somebody like that. I'm not ready for that status. I'm more of an amateur
You're
guy.
You're working, you know, your way saying? Up. I get it. All right, Ricky, what are you thinking about Steelers-Broncos?
Are you sitting down? I think you're sitting down.
I'm sitting down. Don't do it.
JPZ Jr., career day. You know why?
Well, tell me.
They shot his daddy in Denver. You know what I'm saying? They shot his daddy in Denver, man.
I should have seen that coming, dude. Hell of a point. Yeah. All right, Ricky, do you like wrestling?
Not a big wrestling guy, but I got a couple kids that I've been neglecting for a few years, and I think they enjoy those tickets.
All right, let's help a father out. Ricky, that's the best call so far. I'm putting you on hold. Ricky can win the tickets to the All Elite Wrestling at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. Usually I like to get more calls to come in before I give the tickets away so that we can continue to get more calls. But knowing me, without Doran here today and in my mental fragile state, I will forget to give Ricky the tickets. So, Callis, you can go ahead and give Ricky those tickets to the All Elite Wrestling at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. 412-928-9370. More calls are coming in. Yeah, pick those calls up and then get to Ricky here in a second if they don't hang up now that I've given the tickets away. Yeah, they shot his dad in Denver. They shot me in Denver. You will not! One of the all-time great Steelers moments. That game, that was as good as Ben had looked in his career to that point. I mean, Ben carved up a really good, I thought, with Champ Bailey, Broncos secondary in the 05 AFC Championship game. People talk all the time about how Ben had the lowest passer rating for a quarterback to win a Super Bowl ever. And Ben, by his own admission, not great in Super Bowl 40. But if you were giving out a playoff MVP like they do in the NHL and the Stanley Cup playoffs, a Conn Smythe, I think you'd have to give it to Ben. Ben was really good in that Cincinnati game once he started to get going. Ben was really good at the beginning in particular of that Colts game, plus at the end had the tackle. And then against Denver, he had one of the great playoff games of his career. So not great in a Super Bowl, but excellent leading up to the Super Bowl, and they don't get there if he doesn't play the way he did. Like that Colts game, I think they took them totally by surprise. They took the diaper off Ben, who had managed games, and just go after it. 412-928-9370. They shot me in Denver. You will not. Jim in Cranberry, good morning.
Hello.
What's up? I'm good, man. Hey. How you doing?
Good. Hey, quick question here. Only a comment, I guess. Here's my thing. I'm nothing against Justin Fields. I thought he played all right. you know, six field goals, that's six scoring drives. My point is, you bring in Russell Wilson, who I know he's dealing with an injury. I think Tomlin has handled this so bad. I really have. He lets everyone hang in. He did this in the preseason. I mean, you have guys like Cam Hayward and Watt wanting Wilson to come in. When he's ready to play, I want to see him out there for a few games.
I understand that viewpoint totally, Jim.
Go ahead. If we ain't going to use him, why don't we try to trade the guy for something?
So I talked about that a little bit earlier, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. So I did get into that before, especially given the circumstances with what's going on in Miami with Tua coming up with seemingly a concussion last night. Russell Wilson's really hurt, guys. He's really hurt. I know we threw around conspiracy kind of stuff in training camp. Oh, they're just taking that extended look at Justin Fields. You want to see what you have in the young quarterback. You feel pretty confident in what you do have with Russell Wilson. I said it yesterday on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. I have people telling me, people that are big time in the know, people that I absolutely trust, these people are not wrong, told me that Russell Wilson's a lot more hurt than they're letting on. And then I thought he kind of, Russell Wilson, that is, let the cat out of the bag a little bit yesterday, talking about how it was a significant injury in training camp. He really is hurt. He really is hurt. He's in no fit state to play a football game this weekend. And I said it yesterday, and I'm going to double down on it today. I would be shocked, no matter how Justin Fields plays, I would be shocked if Russell Wilson plays week three, based on what I'm hearing, and based on hearing from Russell Wilson yesterday and trying to read between the lines a little bit. All right, coming up next, Dan Orlovsky, one of the great quarterback analysts, despite being the guy who ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety. He has an opinion on what Justin Fields needs to do to keep this job moving forward. We'll let you hear it. We'll react to it when we come back.
And I think going to Denver this weekend, if they find a way to win this game and their offense is functional enough, you don't look back. Because, one, I think
just
this is going
to... functional enough?
Hear me out. I think, one, this would be the lowest scoring game in the NFL this weekend.
Yeah. Pittsburgh-Denver.
Yeah. Two, who's one of the best corners in football?
That's Sertan.
Okay, so Sertan's going to go on George Pickens. And Denver's defense, the only reason Seattle beat them was because Geno threw four or five balls that are just absolutely remarkable. So Denver's defense is going to go, George Pickens, you're out. Or at least 50-50.
No doubt. Yeah.
So Justin beat us a different way. And I think if Justin finds a way and his offense finds a way, because, again, I think Denver's defense is darn good, finds a way to score enough points, their defense will keep them in it. That's when you sit there as an offense and as a coach, and I think you go, all right, we just played against one good defense in Atlanta and one really good defense in Denver, and we're 2-0. And this is just the beginning. I think it's a massive game for Justin, again, to prove whatever it takes for this team to win the game, I'm good enough.
I can agree and disagree with Dan Orlovsky there. We've seen the Steelers for a couple of seasons now play the game not to lose. And it's not aesthetically pleasing. And we know what the end result is of that, right? Don't we? It's 9-8. It's 10-7. God forbid, maybe it's 8-9 if your schedule is difficult. You know, playing to just win the game in front of you, yeah, it makes some sense. But you also have to see the forest through the trees. So I don't look at this game and say Justin Fields just needs to be functional. I thought that's what they did last week. And he had a quarterback rating over 90. He had a completion percentage over 70, and he rushed for over 50 yards. No Steelers quarterback has ever done that. So maybe, yeah, okay, they didn't score a touchdown, but maybe functional is selling them a little short. I need to see growth off of that this week. Now, I've already said, I don't expect Russell Wilson to play against the Chargers. I don't think he's going to be healthy enough based on the things that I've heard, based on how Russell Wilson sounded last week. But let's pretend for a second like Russ will be back 100% ready to go against the Chargers, and Justin Fields is playing for his opportunity here to maintain the starting role. I need growth. It can't be 18 points. That was good enough for last week. One day of practice. It's a walkthrough practice. Game plan kind of has to shift a little bit on the fly. Plus, he ran, but you don't want him to run too much because you don't want him to get hurt, and then you got to go to Kyle Allen. You also didn't have your full complement of offensive linemen, something we'll get to in a little bit. You're going to have maybe more pedigree on the field this week. Again, we'll get to that. You had a big play call back due to a penalty. I like Justin Fields' performance from last week. I gave it a B+. That's more than functional to me. But he needs to be above and beyond that now this week. Okay, Patrick Surtain, really good. This Denver Broncos rushing defense stinks. It was one of the worst in the NFL last year. It was really bad last week against the Seattle Seahawks. You should be able to run the football. And we saw some calculated deep shots down the field last week. I need more of that, but I think you need to attack the seam this week. I think it's a big tight end game for the Steelers. They're going to have them on the field. They did it for 59% of the snaps last week. They ran 17 plays last week with three or four tight ends on the field. Now it's time to start throwing them the football. You do want to keep it away from Surtain. But you run the ball, play action, attack the middle of the field. That's what I want to see. And then put up a couple of touchdowns. I don't think functional keeps Justin Fields in that spot when Russell Wilson's fully healthy. They expect functional from Russell Wilson, and then they expect him to make the occasional splash play. So if you're just functional with Justin Fields, that's not going to be good enough. I know Mike Tomlin in his press conference on Tuesday would not cement himself to the idea that Russell Wilson is the starter. He did not want to soothe anybody with hypotheticals. I still think what he said prior to the start of the season holds true for him. Russell was brought in to be the starter. They didn't really have any designs on trading for Justin Fields until Kenny Pickett went pout pout face. We read that book, Pout Pout Fish to My Daughters. That's what Kenny Pickett did. That's when they decided to trade for Fields. Then you got Tomlin all training camp saying, Russell Wilson's in the pole position. I don't think one game with 18 points, even though I think it was a good game, is enough to move Tomlin off his spot. I don't think two functional games, in Dan Orlovsky's opinion, are enough to move Tomlin off the spot. I think you need to see Justin Fields take care of the football, but I also think you need him to put the ball in the end zone. You don't need spectacular, but if he's going to take the job and run with it, you need closer to spectacular than game manager, in my opinion. 412-928-9370. I'd like your thoughts on that. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. Chris covers both the Steelers for the Post-Gazette and also Pitt football. So we'll do a little brawl talk with him coming up in there. There are some key matchups to watch in this Steelers and Broncos game. I'll tell you about a few. We'll hear from a couple of the guys when we come back. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And right now, it's the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Broncos receiver Courtland Sutton.
It's going to be like, hey, it's me. It's going to take all 11 of us on the field, and whatever y'all need me to do, whatever they need me to do in that specific moment, I'm going to go do. If I got to go crack me a defense, if I got to go put my hands on T.J. Watt, then I'm going to go do that. If I got to go run a route and go get open against the secondary, then that's what I'm going to go do. Whatever job they need me to do, whatever task they need me to go do, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability so that we can go be successful.
Sounds like a good way to lose your hands, try to get them on T.J. Watt. I am very much looking forward to the Joey Porter Jr. Courtland Sutton matchup. I happen to think Drake London a better player than Courtland Sutton, and I think that Joey Porter Jr. getting the lion's share of the matchup last week against Drake London did an excellent job against him. I think he's going to do an excellent job against Courtland Sutton. And JPJ said this about that matchup, quote, if they end up going tempo and me and Dante Jackson feel totally comfortable staying on our side. If he ends up on Sutton, I know he's going to win. And I know if I end up on Sutton, I'm going to win. It doesn't matter which one of us gets number 14. We just know that we believe in ourselves. I love that. Joey Porter Jr. got a little bit of his dad in him, where his dad goes out to Denver and says, they shot me in Denver. Week before that, calls the Colts soft. Leading into the Super Bowl, says Jeremy Stephens, soft. And then he drops a touchdown in the end zone. And now you got JPJ going back to Denver, and I feel like my life has come full circle and I'm getting very old. But that is a matchup to watch. On the other side, Patrick Surtain, great corner, just got paid for Denver. He shadowed DK Metcalf last week. They barely threw it his way because of that. Metcalf only had 3 catches for 29 yards. They only targeted Metcalf 4 times. So an excellent job by Surtain against him. And you would imagine that Patrick Surtain is going to get his fair share of George Pickens in this game. But one thing we saw in training camp, there was a video that Doran, I thought, did a great job dissecting. Justin Fields found George Pickens in the back of the end zone on a play that started with Pickens in a bunch set to the right of Justin Fields. So Pickens in the slot, and then he's wide open in the back of the end zone. Had to be a great throw, zone coverage. But that's the kind of stuff Arthur Smith brings to the table that Matt Canada simply wasn't doing. And I don't know that Pickens, you know, the last couple of years has been super adept at running the whole route tree, things of that nature. But I think a lot of that had to do with the coaching. I think Arthur Smith is going to find ways to get Pickens away from Surtain. And perhaps the times whenever Surtain is able to be following him around, maybe you just throw the ball in a different location. I think we're finding out a lot about Justin Fields this week. I think we're going to find out a lot about Arthur Smith, too. We led the show with that. Arthur Smith said they didn't attack the middle of the field last week because of the matchup issue there with the two great safeties for the Denver Broncos, or excuse me, for the Atlanta Falcons. This week, the strength of that defense, not the run defense. Run defense, bad. Strength of that defense is Patrick Surtain. So find ways to get Pickens away from him, and then when Pickens can't, maybe throw the ball in another direction. Getting them weeds a little bit on a Friday, previewing the show. Got a lot of Backyard Brawl stuff on the way. And coming up next, we have Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. What do we make of this offensive line shuffling? One of the big stories to come out yesterday from the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, Dan Moore Jr. back? Who is out? We talked to Carter about that and about the Backyard Brawl. First, though, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today, high 84.